请我们一起来翻开圣经罗马书第六章十四节。
Let's all turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
罗马书六章十四节。
Romans 6 14.
罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
啊，这里说，靠着主耶稣的福音，我们今天是在恩典之下。
This tells us that through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are now under grace.
那所以在这个在恩典之下啊，可以包括两件事情。
And being under grace.Encompasses two things.
啊，这个福音告诉我们，我们必须要相信什么
？The gospel tells us what we need to believe in.
啊，就是我们啊，在一个人要信主的过程里头，啊，我们被教导的、啊、那个十条基本信仰。
Which is what we are taught since young, which are the 10 basic beliefs.
啊，我们相信啊，所以我们领受了救恩。
We believe, and so we have received salvation.
那这个福音也教导我们，我们应该过怎样的生活。
The gospel also teaches us what kind of life we should live.
好，我们请看罗马书六章第四节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
罗马书六章第四节。
Romans 6:4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
这里告诉我们，我们一举一动要有新生的样式。
Here it tells us that we should walk in newness of life.
这就是告诉我们一个基督徒他有应该拥有的生活方式。
And this tells us the kind of life that Christians should live.
我们再请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第一节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 1.
新约圣经291页，帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第一节。
1 Thessalonians 4:1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们。你们既受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行可以讨神喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God.
这是保罗对帖撒罗尼迦信徒的勉励。
And this is the encouragement that Paul gave the believers in Thessalonica.
这里说他们领受了保啊这些使徒的教训，他们知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦。
Here it says that they had received the teachings from the disciples, and so they knew how they ought to walk and to please God.
那这里呢，指着他们听了所传的福音，他们来领受救恩。
And here it talks about how they heard the gospel and through that they received salvation.
所以他们知道该怎样行。
And so they knew how they should walk.
所以呢，他们就得着神的喜悦。
And because of this, they were able to please God.
这个领受洗礼啊，就是一个讨神喜悦的应该做的事情。
To receive salvation is an action that pleases God and something that we all should do.
请看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew 3.
马太福音三章。
Matthew 3,
16节
verse 16.
16节，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。
16, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him.
17节，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
17, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
这是主耶稣在接受施洗约翰的洗礼之后，这个施洗约翰所做的见证。
And this is the testimony of John after he baptized Jesus Christ.
那这是施洗约翰所做的见证。
This is the testimony of John.
在十七节， 这个施洗约翰听见天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
In verse 17, John heard a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
所以接受洗礼也包括着一件很重要的事情，让我们得着神的喜悦。
And so receiving baptism is something that pleases God.
在这里主耶稣给我们做了这个洗礼的榜样。
Here Jesus Christ set an example for us and received baptism.
所以当一个人受洗从水里上来，天父真神也要这样子讲。这是我的爱子，这是我所喜悦的。
And so when we are baptized, the heavens will open and God will say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
如果我们再看回帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第一节。
If we return to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 1.
这些信徒他们已经领受了救恩，知道该接受洗礼。
These believers had already received salvation and knew that they had to be baptized.
所以他们受了洗，他们得着天父的喜悦。
And so they had been baptized and God was pleased with them.
那接下来保罗又告诉他们说，照着你们现在所行的更加勉励，要更加充足。
And here it says that Paul tells them that they should abound more and more.
意思就是说得神喜悦这一件事情不要只是停在接受洗礼这件事情而已。
Which is to say that when we please God, we do not just end in receiving baptism.
再接下来要过着新生的样式。
Afterwards, we need to walk in newness of life.
走在一种新的生活里头。
And to walk in a new life.
这样子让我们不断的继续，而且更加的得神的喜悦。
And in this way, we will continue and add on to pleasing God.
所以我们常常说信仰的道路不是在受洗那一刹那而已，它是一辈子的事情。
We often say that our walk of faith does not end with baptism, but it is throughout our entire lives.
我们做基督徒不是只是来教会是基督徒，我们是24小时的基督徒。
We are not just Christians at church, we are Christians 24 hours of the day.
所以我们来看看什么叫做这个新生的样式。
And so let us see what is this newness of life.
怎样的生活是美好的生活，得神喜悦的生活。
What kind of life is a life that pleases God?
这个是保罗说我们要更加勉励，我们要让他我们更加努力更加的充足。
This is what Paul tells us we should strive to do and abound more and more in.
第一个我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Firstly, let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews 13:5.
第五节，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。新约圣经326页。
Hebrews 13:5, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such thing as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第一个，这里提到说，我们要以我们自己所拥有的为满足。
So here it tells us we should be content with the things that we have.
那意思就是说不要贪心。
Which means we should not covet and should not be greedy.
这个十诫的第十诫就是讲到不要贪心。
The tenth commandment tells us that we should not covet.
贪心就会引发犯了其他的诫命。
Because covetousness will lead us to commit other sins.
比如说贪爱别人的配偶，就会导致于一个人犯了第七戒奸淫。
For example, coveting another person's spouse will cause us to commit the seventh commandment.
如果说贪爱别人的财物，可能就引发了，就会导致这个第六条戒命不可偷盗。
If we covet other people's possessions, then we might commit the sixth commandment, which is to not steal.
所以如果犯了戒命，当然就不会得神的喜悦。
And if we do not follow these commandments, then we will not be, God will not be pleased with us.
那这里说到说要以自己所有的为主。
Here it tells us to be content with such things as we have.
那我们到底拥有什么？
And so what do we have?
从外在上来看，在物质的层面，有很多方面，我们是比别人少。 这个比不上别人。
Outwardly, it seems as though we are lacking in many things and cannot compare to other people.
啊，明明我们是比别人不好，比别人少，我们偏偏要觉得很满足，这个有一点啊，说啊，有一点不合逻辑，甚至在欺骗自己。
So we have less than others. So when we, if we say we should be content, it's as though it's illogical and as though we're lying to ourselves.
哦，就好像会有人这样讲，吃不到葡萄说葡萄酸。
It's as some people say you can't. We are unable to eat the grapes, but we say that the grapes are sour.
啊，那其实我们想想看，这里说要以我们所有的为主，那到底我们有什么？
And so here's us to be content with the things that we have. So what do we have?
哦，我们不能够欺骗自己。
We can't lie to ourselves.
我们不能够真的比不上别人，我们偏偏说我比别人好。
We can't say that, oh, we are incomparable to other people, so we can't be content.
哦，但是真的，我们可以以我们所拥有的为主。
But we can be content with the things that we have.
我们拥有主耶稣，我们拥有爱我们的天父真神。
We have Jesus Christ. We have our Father in heaven who loves us.
请看诗篇十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇第二节。
Psalm 16:2.
第二节，我的心啊，你曾对主说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Two, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
这是大卫他的体验。
This was the experience of David.
啊，当大卫拥有了主，他说我的好处不在你以外。
When David had God, he said that my goodness is nothing apart from you.
啊，拥有主耶稣，我们就是拥有一切的好。
When we have Jesus Christ, we have all the good in the world.
啊，再请看第五节。
Let's look at verse five.
第五节，主是我杯啊，我的产业是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
Verse five, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
这是别人所没有拥有、所没有的、没有拥有的，而我们却拥有。
This is something that others may not have, but what we have.
啊，天上天父真神成为我们的产业。
The Lord is our inheritance.
啊，那。天父真神他为我啊，他保守我们，他来啊持守我们所拥有的一切。
The Lord maintains our lot, and He can, maintains everything that we have.
啊，在生活当中有很多的一刹那。
In our lives, there are many moments.
哦，在这一刹那，可能让一个人的生活整个打乱了，整个不一样了。
And sometimes these moments may change our lives and disrupt our lives.
哦，所以拥有越多的人，常常心中越没有平静。
And so sometimes when people have more, then they have less peace in their hearts.
哦，因为那一刹那可能会让他损失很多。
Because the sudden moments may cause them to lose a lot.
哦，所以世人所拥有的常常是很不确定的。
So what people have in the world often is not reliable.
哦，但是我们所拥有的是主耶稣。
But what we have is Jesus Christ.
哦，这是最稳固的。
And this is the most, what we can count on.
哦，这是不改变的。
And this doesn't change.
哦，所以我们一个基督徒，因为拥有主耶稣，所以我们能够过着一个很知足、很满足的生活。
And so as Christians, when we have Jesus Christ, we can live very content lives.
那既然我们拥有主耶稣，那我们的家庭生活应该是怎样的？
So since we have Jesus Christ, what should our family life be like?
哦，因为主耶稣不但我们个人拥有，而且是我们家庭所拥有。
Because Jesus Christ is not only what we as an individual have, but our entire family has Jesus Christ.
啊，所以很多弟兄姐妹喜欢在家里摆一个匾额，说基督是我家之主。
So a lot of members like to have a sign in their house that says Christ is the head of this house.
哦，那既然主耶稣是我们家之主，他跟我们同在。
So if Christ is the head of our house, then He is with us.
哦，那我们的家庭是要一个蒙他喜爱的家庭。
And He abides with us, so our family is a family that is loved by God.
哦，既然主耶稣是这么重要。
And since Jesus Christ is so important.
哦，我们要让他喜欢跟我们同在，跟我们同住。
We have to let Him like to be abide with us.
哦，有神同在，这是一件很伟大、很好的无比的事情。
Because the abundance of God is something that is greater, is far better than we can imagine.
哦，基督徒的生活就是 就是一种有神同在的生活。
A life of a Christian is a life with the abundance of Jesus Christ.
哦，这就是新的生活。
And this is a new life.
好，我们请看《生命记》第七章。
Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第七章。
New Deuteronomy chapter 7.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，可憎的物你不可带进家去，不然你就成了当毁灭的，与那物一样。你要十分厌恶，十分憎嫌，因为这是当毁灭的物。
Verse 26, nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing.
啊，神很愿意跟他的百姓同住。
God is willing to abide with his people.
哦，所以当以色列人在走旷野路的时候，
So when the Israelites were walking through the wilderness,
啊，虽然他们过着漂流的生活，他们住得非常的简陋。
Although they were sojourners and not and living in bad conditions.
哦，但是神对他们说，你们的这个营就是我的住所，就是我住的地方。
But God told them that he would abide with them.
哦，那所以神也很清楚地告诉他们，什么是我所厌恶的。
And so God told them what are the things that are cursed.
这里讲到可憎的物不可带进家里去。
Or the things that he abhors, and he says that you should not bring things that are cursed into their house, the abominations into their house.
所以我们的家啊，要是在神眼中是干干净净的。
So our houses should be clean in the eyes of God.
这个能够得神的喜悦，也让我们能够有神的同在而蒙福。
This will please God, and God will abide with us.
所以常常一个人在信主之前，啊，我们会替他们把家里头一些跟偶像有关系的、跟迷信有关系的这些神所憎恶的东西给他清除掉。
So oftentimes before people are baptized, we go to their houses and take out everything that is related to idols or superstitions, so that the house can be clean.
那我们要继续着啊，来保持我们家里头的这种让神喜悦是干净的。
And so we must maintain this cleanliness of our houses so that God will be pleased with us.
除了这个看得见的物质之外，再来整个家庭生活的那种看不见的存在的那种气氛也非常的重要。
Besides the physical things, we must also the intangible things in our houses are also very important.
如果到一个很吵杂啊，这个很不安宁的地方，我想我们不会喜欢待在那里。
In a place that is very noisy and not secure, we might not want to be there.
所以我们希望主耶稣做我们家的主。
But we want Jesus Christ to be our Lord.
我们就要照着圣经好好的来经营我们的家庭。
So we must establish our house according to the Bible.
这个原谅赦免是基督徒一个很重要的美德。
Forgiveness is a quality that Christians should have.
这个从家里来做起。
And this starts in the family.
家里的人相处的时间常常是最多，那因为相处最多，就比较容易啊有这个互相得罪的事情。
Family members often spend the most time together, and because they spend so much time together, it is more likely that they will do things to offend each other.
所以在家庭里头要常常有这个彼此的原谅。
And so it is important to have to forgive each other in the family.
再扩大来讲，整个教会也是这样，这个大家庭也要充满着这个彼此的原谅跟赦免。
In the same way, the church is a big family, and so we must have this heart of forgiveness within the church.
那不但原谅，而且还要祝福对方。
Not only do we forgive, but we must bless each other.
因为神祝福我们，我们也要彼此祝福。
Because God has blessed us, so we must bless each other.
在家庭里头，做儿女的要孝顺父母。
Those of us who are children must obey our parents.
在教会里头，年幼的要尊敬年长的。
In church, those of us who are younger should respect the elders.
在家庭里头，在教会里头，这本圣经就是我们生活的这个啊最重要最高的原则。
And so in our family and in our church, the Bible is the rule for our life.
那我们爱我们的小家庭， 我们也要爱教会这个大家庭。
And so if we love our families, we should also love the big family that is the church.
哦，所以我们都要立志爱小家庭，爱这个大家庭。
So we should all make a determination to love our own families and the church.
哦，我们的家，我们的教会充满着爱，神就很喜欢我们，就很喜欢跟我们同在。
If our families and our church is filled with love, then God will love to abide with us.
哦，所以如果说我们喜欢我们的家啊，我们会常常待在家里。
If we like our families, then we will often want to be at home.
这做父母亲的有时候啊，小孩子可以开车之后呢，就会开始有更多的这个啊烦恼跟忧虑。
After children are able to drive, parents often have more worries.
啊，因为孩子就常常车子一开就往外跑。
Because the children will take their cars and drive off.
啊，所以这个新的生活啊，是一个爱家的生活，我们要常常待在家里。
And so this new life is a life where we should love to be at home and have love within our families.
啊，不要啊，这个做儿女的不要常常让父母为你在外面太多的时间而担心。
Those of us who are children should not cause our parents to worry because we spend so much time outside of our houses.
请看诗篇122篇。
Look at Psalm 122.
诗篇122篇第一节。
Psalm 122 verse 1.
122篇第一节，人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。
Verse 1, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
啊，我们爱教会，我们喜欢来教会。
If we love the church, we would want to go to the church.
啊，请看诗篇27篇。
Psalm 127.
诗篇27篇第四节。
Psalm 127 verse 4.
第四节，有一件事我曾求主，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。27篇第四节。
Oh, sorry, Psalm 17, verse 4.
啊 ,27.
Oh, 27, verse 4. 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
这大卫得神喜悦啊，原因之一就是他爱神的殿。
One of the reasons God was pleased with David is because he loved the temple of God.
这里大卫他说他有一个啊，曾经求过，现在仍要寻求啊，就是一生一世住在神的殿中。
He said, "One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord."
哦，所以我们要喜欢来到教会，跟弟兄姐妹在一起团契。
So we should enjoy coming to the church and having fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
来到教会，我们来瞻仰神的荣美。
And in the church, we can behold the beauty of the Lord.
来到教会，我们彼此来分享神的恩典。
In the church, we are able to share with one another the grace of God.
来到教会，我们来看到弟兄姐妹的见证。
In the church, we can see the testimonies of our brothers and sisters.
来到教会，我们来向神求问。
In the church, we can inquire of him.
这是一个好的无比的事情。
And this is greater beyond what we can imagine.
这个我们得神喜悦，神又更加的祝福我们。
And this is something that pleases God, and God will bless us more because of this.
在这个社会，在这个世界上奔跑，我们常常觉得啊，有很多的劳累。
In our walk in this world, we often feel that there are many things that trouble us.
这就是为什么人都很喜欢赶快下班回到家里。
This is why everyone likes to get off work quickly and go home.
尤其如果我们的家是一个快乐温暖的家。
Especially if our houses are full of joy and warmth.
一踏进家门，一天的劳累就已经减轻了一半。
When the minute we step into our houses, all of our burdens are cut to one half.
那同样的，来到教会也有这样的一个果效。
In the same way, the church is the same.
有很多的挑战难题摆在我们的事业或者我们的工作里头。
There are many troubles in our work and in our career.
当我们来到教会。
But when we come to church,
我们的心可以安静下来。
We can calm our hearts.
来到教会， 我们来得着智慧。
In the church, we can ask for God for wisdom.
啊，来到教会啊，让我们重新得力。
In the church, we can regain our strength.
啊，让我们能够走出教会，能够有智慧、有力量来面对困难、面对挑战。
And so when we leave the church, we are filled with wisdom and the strength to overcome the obstacles that we face.
哦，所以靠着神的恩惠，我们不会被眼前的困难跟挑战来打倒。
And so through the grace of God, we will not be overcome by all the troubles and tribulations we face in the world.
哦，因为我们是走在新的生活里头。
Because we walk in newness of life.
再请看罗马书十四章十七节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
新约225页罗马书14章17节
Romans chapter 14 verse 17
17节因为神的国不在乎吃喝只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit
在生活当中必须要有喜乐的这一个成分
In our lives we need to have joy
一个人喜乐才能够得到神的神的喜悦。
With the joy, we will be able to please God.
一个人信了耶稣，如果还是还总是愁眉苦脸，很多的忧虑，很多的烦恼怎么能够得神的喜悦
？If someone already believes in God but still has many worries and is often sad, how can this please God?
所以。什么叫做更加充足
？So what does it mean to abound more and more？
就是在我们的生活里头充满着圣灵所带给我们的喜乐。
It is to be filled with the joy that the Holy Spirit gives us。
所以我们要继续的来拥有祷告的生活。
So we need to continue to have a life of prayer。
无论我们已经领受了圣灵没有
？Whether or not we have received the Holy Spirit。
我们祷告。求神来圣灵来带领我们来感动我们
We pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to touch us
让我们能够拥有这圣灵中的喜乐
So that we can have the joy that is in the Holy Spirit
当一个人能够拥有圣灵的喜乐
When one is able to have joy in the Holy Spirit
从祷告里头来得着喜乐
And receive joy in the prayer
他的生活自然就能够简单
Their lives will the lives will automatically become more simple.
因为他不用靠很多的活动或者东西来刺激自己，让自己觉得快乐。
Because they won't need to have a lot of activities to excite themselves and be happy.
人在追求快乐的过程里头，总是让自己的生活变得更复杂。
In pursuit of happiness, people often make their lives more complicated.
这就是为什么人在喜笑当中会有这个。这个忧愁。
And this is why people have sorrows in their lives.
生活太过于繁杂，是对这个人的喜乐一定会有伤害的。
When a person's life is too complicated, then it will be detrimental.
那圣灵有这个圣灵中的喜乐，让我们生活能够简单。
And the Holy Spirit can give us joy that will make our lives more simple.
简单的生活让人有更多的自由。
A simple life gives more freedom.
拥有圣灵中的喜乐让一个人容易安静。
With joy in the Holy Spirit, a person is able to quiet themselves.
一个能够安静下来的人才能够成为一个有智慧的人。
A person who is able to quiet themselves can be more wise.
在那种没有办法安静下来的情况里头，人没有办法得着什么这个好的想法、好的看法。
With that, people cannot have calm and good thoughts without wisdom.
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章。
Let's look at First Thessalonians chapter four.
《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章十一节。
First Thessalonians chapter four verse 11。
十一节又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的。
That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you.
所以在这里使徒保罗也勉励帖撒罗尼迦的信徒说，你们要立志做一个安静的人。
Here Paul encourages the people in Thessalonica to aspire to lead a quiet life.
这个生活当中有圣灵的喜乐，才能够成为一个安静的人。
And we can only live quiet lives with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
有这个圣灵的喜乐，也才能够过着一个彼此顺服的生活。
And we can only live lives of submission if we have joy in the Holy Spirit.
能够顺服神，能够顺服人。
To be able to submit to God and submit to man.
我们不但顺服神，我们人与人之间也要彼此顺服。
We not only submit to God, but we must also submit one another.
那人的彼此顺服就是有会有带领者，有跟随者。
And so in submitting to one another, there must be a leader and there must be a follower.
那两方面的人，这两方面都要拥有圣灵中的喜乐。
And both of these people need to have joy in the Holy Spirit.
这样子才能够彼此带领。
And in this way, they can guide each other.
在道理上面也才能够彼此分享。
And in the gospel, they can share with one another.
再请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
我们要过着一个更充足的生活。
We must live a more abundant life.
这一种更充足的生活是得神喜悦的生活。
And this abundant life pleases God.
那这就是一种追求在主耶稣里头的平安的生活。
And to live abundant life, we must pursue peace in Jesus Christ.
是的，在这个世界上，我们跟很多人一样，会遇到困难。遇到挫折，遇到挑战。
And it is true that in the world we will face many tribulations.
但是我们可以拥有世人所没有的，那就是在主耶稣里头的平安。
But unlike the people of the world, we can receive peace in Jesus Christ.
这一种平安是怎样的平安呢？
And what kind of peace is this?
请看十六章三十二节。
Let's look at 16:32.
看哪时候将到，且是已经到了，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
Verse 32, and indeed the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
这里主耶稣说，看起来我好像独自一人。
Here Jesus says that it seems that so he's alone.
这是主耶稣在被抓要被钉十字架的时候。
And this was when Jesus was taken and was about to be crucified.
独自一人来面对着艰难困苦。
He was facing the tribulations alone.
这个一般来讲，人心中会充满着忧虑不平安。
And most people in these situations would feel no peace and be very worried.
但是主耶稣说，其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
But Jesus here says, and yet I am not alone because the Father is with me.
这就是我们的平安。
And this is our peace.
我们拥有什么？
What do we have?
一开始我说到，我们拥有主耶稣。
In the beginning, I said that we have Jesus Christ.
我们拥有天父真神。
We have our Father.
所以因为我们拥有天父真神，所以我们不是独自一人。
Because we have our Heavenly Father, we are not alone.
很多的世人在很多情况会觉得很无助。
A lot of people in many situations will feel alone.
觉得
helpless.
为什么无助呢？因为觉得他孤单一人。
Why do they feel helpless? Because they are alone.
因为别人没有办法了解他，别人没有办法帮助他。
Because other people cannot help them and other people cannot guide them.
所以就失去了平安。
And so they lose their peace.
什么是走在新的生活里头？
What does it mean to walk in newness of life?
就是拥有这种有天父跟我同在的平安。
It is to have the peace of Jesus abiding with us.
那在三十三节，主耶稣也说，我已经胜了世界。
In verse 33, Jesus also says, I have overcome the world.
因为主耶稣能够胜过世界，所以我们在他里头的人也要胜过世界。
Because Jesus has overcome the world, those of us who are in him can also overcome the world.
既然有胜过世界的自信，那还有什么可以害怕 而不平安的呢？
Since we have this confidence that we can overcome the world, what else do we have to fear?
再请看传道书第九章。
Look at Proverbs chapter 9.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
新约旧约圣经802页。
Ecclesiastes 9:10。
第一句话说，往你手所当做的事，要尽力去做。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might.
一个基督徒的生活是非常的非常的积极的。
A Christian life is a very active life.
凡是对的、好的事情，我们应该做的事情。我们都努力的去做。
Whatever is good and right, we should do it with our might.
那越来是越少为自己来做，是越来越多为别人做。
And we should do less and less for ourselves and more for other people.
因为主耶稣就是爱。
Because Jesus is love.
主耶稣为别人做了很多的事情。
Jesus did many things for other people.
所以更多的去帮助人，这是我们手应该去做的。
And so we should, our hands should help other people more often.
那这个是得神喜悦的。
And this will please God.
我们请参考《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20, sorry.
使徒行传二十章三十五节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
三十五节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道当怎样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，施比受更为有福。
35 I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
保罗他努力要过着一个更充足的生活。
Paul labored to live a more abundant life.
就是他要过着一个更得神喜悦的生活。
And he labored to live a life that was pleasing to God.
所以这里保罗说，我给你们做了榜样。
And so he says, I've set an example for you.
就是他扶助那些软弱的人。
By supporting the weak.
这是他的手所应当做的。
And that is what his hands found to do.
他说，这也是主耶稣所说的，施比受更为有福。
And this was also what Lord Jesus said, better to give than to receive.
纵然我们所能够做的只是很微小。
Although what we can do is very, very little.
但是我们就是努力的去做。
But we still work hard to complete these tasks.
所以主耶稣说，一杯凉水也要得到天父的纪念。
And so Jesus said, if you give a cup of water to someone else, then God will remember this.
一杯凉水是很微不足道的。
Giving a cup of water is a very small task.
但这个就是我们的能力。
But this is what we can do.
我们就很愿意的，很乐意的，很努力的。来做。
So we willingly and work hard to do these things.
那这样子我们就可以得神喜悦，而且享受我们劳碌所要得来的。
And so in this way we will please God and receive the rewards of our labor.
那什么叫做走在新的生活里头？
So what does it mean to walk in newness of life?
就是过着一个行义的生活。
It is to live a life of righteousness.
所以使徒约翰说，行义的才是义人。
And so,John said that those who walk righteously are righteous.
这个行义也包括愿意为主耶稣受苦。
And to be righteous also includes to be able to suffer for Jesus Christ.
做对的事情有时候是要受苦的。
Sometimes when we do right, we suffer.
因为这个社会是一个很不合理、很不合逻辑的社会。
Because this society is one that goes against logic.
是也因为这样子，所以有时候行义要受苦。
And because of this, sometimes when we do right, we will suffer.
有时候为了主耶稣要受苦。
Sometimes we will suffer for Jesus Christ.
但是受苦让我们能够更完全，能够跟罪来断绝。
But suffering makes us more complete and brings us further away from sin.
所以这就是保罗所说的。你们已经听了教训，而且已经去做了。
And so this is what Paul says when he says, you have heard the gospel and do it.
我们不但接受洗礼，而且我们还要更加充足，过着得神喜悦的生活。
We not only receive baptism, but we must continue to walk and please God. Let us finally look at Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书2章第6节
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
第6节, 你们既然接受了主基督耶稣, 就当遵他而行。
Verse 6 says, you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
接受了主耶稣基督就是我们接受了救恩接受了洗礼
Receiving Jesus Christ is the same as receiving salvation and receiving baptism.
我们就遵他而行, 走在他里头。
So we walk in him.
第7节,
Verse 7.
在他里面生根建造, 信心坚固, 正如你们所领受的教训, 感谢的心也更增加, 更增长了。
Verse 7, and rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
啊, 愿主耶稣帮助我们,
may Jesus help us.
啊, 让我们都能够继续的在他里面来生根建造,
so that we may continue to be rooted in him.
啊, 当然我们也特别的继续为新受洗的弟兄姐妹祷告,
and of course we should especially still pray for those who have been newly baptized.
啊, 让他们也能够像这里所说的, 在主耶稣里头来生根建造,
so that they may also be rooted and established in Jesus Christ.
我们一起唱诗468首。
Let's sing hymn 468.
我们唱第1节最后一节。
We'll sing the first and last verse.
我们来做结束的祷告。
We're going to make our concluding prayer.
啊, 我们求主耶稣帮助我们, 啊, 让我们能够过着一个更加充足的生活。
We ask God to let us live a more abundant life.
啊, 让我们都能够以拥有主耶稣为我们最大的满足。
So that Jesus Christ can be our greatest contentment.
啊, 让我们, 啊, 这个主耶稣所不喜悦的东西, 啊, 或者想法,
so that we can get rid of all the abominations, whether physical or thoughts, in our house.
我们都欢喜地回家来到教会。
So that we can come to our homes and to church in joy.
我们追求圣灵中的喜乐。
We pursue the joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们来追求在主耶稣里头的平安。
And we pursue the peace in Jesus Christ.
我们的手所当做的, 我们努力去做。
And whatever our hands find to do, we diligently do.
我们都能够过着行义的生活。
And that we can all live righteous lives.
我们能够为主耶稣来受苦。
And that we can all suffer for Jesus Christ.
那我们也感谢领受我们这样努力所得来的 神的祝福。
And we thankfully receive the blessings that God gives us because of these things we do.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.